Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
So we come this morning and we return all glory, all praise unto you. The only one that does not change, establish, constant, consistent in all His ways. We give you all the praise, all the thanksgiving, we magnify your name. We thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is an assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Let's look at our let's take like five translations. Faith is an assurance. Number two, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's a substance. It's an assurance. It is a firm foundation. Let's go. Another one. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, the conviction of their reality, perceiving as fact, as real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. Can we take one more, NLT or any other one? Okay, NLT. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It is a conviction. It is an assurance. Brethren, why is he talking about living by faith? I need you to know. I'm here today to tell you that faith is a guarantee. Faith is a guarantee. You want to, because Nigeria has become so bad and all the world over, because of human nature, if you want to borrow money from bank, they ask you for a guarantor. What the guarantor does is saying, this man, on my credibility, if this man fails, hold me accountable. Faith is a guarantor. Faith is a guarantee. Faith is saying, if everything fails, hold me accountable. Hold faith accountable. Things fail when there is no faith. Faith is a guarantee of everything. It's an assurance. It's a conviction. It's a substance. It is a guarantee that whatever God says shall surely come to pass. A guarantee is an assurance that certain conditions will be fulfilled. A guarantee is a promise that something will be done. A guarantee is a promise that something will happen. This morning I want to tell you about seven guarantees of faith. Seven guarantees that faith confidently makes available for us. And if you hold on to faith, all those things are guarantees in your life. The first thing that faith guarantees is that faith guarantees your salvation. But before then, let's look at Romans 12 verse 3. Before then, let's look at Romans 12 verse 3. Because of a privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself. Can we read together? Measuring yourself by the faith that God has given us. Give me King James or New King James. Faith. Let's read the last part. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Give me ESV. Everyone, faith is a gift. Let me tell you this. Without the gift of faith that God gives you, no one can become born again. It starts from the gift of faith that God gives unto you, according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Everyone in church today has a measure of faith. The problem is that people leave their measure at the gift of faith, gift that God gives. People leave it at that measure and don't move from there. So everyone has a measure of faith. And like I've always shown you, you have a measure of faith to sit on that chair today without checking if it will shake or not. So everyone here has a measure of faith. Do you understand that? Hello, do you understand that? When you enter Okada taxi today, you didn't ask for the taxi driver's number. You didn't ask for his name. You didn't ask for his address. But you entered the taxi, you entered the Okada, and you came to church. Don't you know you have a measure of faith? In fact, it's just that many people have a measure of faith in an Okada man than in God. No name. You did not snap the plate number, even though it is fake already, to send it to people to say, in case anything happens, this is the Okada I followed. You have enough faith in that Okada man. But when it comes to the things of God, you have doubt. What do you think will happen to you when Jesus comes? If you have faith in the ability of your Okada man to bring gifts from your house to this place, and you doubt that Jesus has the capacity to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, and to provide for you. What do you think that God feels about you now? God has given everyone a measure of faith. Do you understand? Do you understand? And we are all using the measure for what we think is important to us. We are using the measure for things we think are priority to us. Everyone has a measure of it. And the first thing that faith guarantees is that faith guarantees your salvation. There is nobody on earth that will be saved apart from faith. Listen, I was not there when Jesus died. He is coming back. I have not seen him physically before. But I was told there is a heaven somewhere. That if I receive him, I will go there. In fact, because of that relationship, I am in church today. What higher kind of faith can you see anywhere? He told Thomas, you have seen and now you have believed. Blessed are the ones who have not seen. That's what better believe. The faith guarantee that faith gives you is a guarantee of salvation. It's not because you went to church. You have been going to church before I was born. It doesn't guarantee your faith and your salvation. Faith is the only thing that guarantees salvation. Ephesians 2. Let's take verse 8 and 9. The old church, read together. 1, 2, go. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own. I didn't hear it. This is not your own. And because I fasted, God now did it for me. I am going to heaven because in heaven I attended church 1,000,000 times. It is not your doing. Can we read again? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. What is it? I didn't hear you. What is it? It is a gift of God, verse 9, not a result of works, so that no one may boast, so that you will not get to heaven one day and say, Jesus, leave that matter. You know the things we I do before I come here. That's why you can't be saved by works. You can't sustain your work by works. You can't keep the salvation by works. Or you tell Jesus, after you saved me, I started doing this, I started doing this, that is why I made devil. So Jesus, you saved me, I agree. But after you saved me, 30 years after, I was still alive. Jesus, what do you think? After that salvation, 30 years after, I was still living good. It was because of my living good that brought me here. That's another cause of boasting. You cannot maintain your salvation by works. You are saved by faith. You maintain your salvation by faith. Do we understand this? Hello, do you understand that? So all those things you are doing so that you can make heaven, I laugh at you. All those things you are doing is for you to be rewarded in heaven, not for you to make heaven. Hello, do you understand? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because if you are doing it to make heaven, and you make heaven, you will boast. I remember the 40 days prayer and fasting, I fasted. You'll be telling Jesus, I almost became like a skeleton. So these 40 days and fasting can bring me to heaven. See the thing where 40 days and fasting don't do for me. It has brought me to this wonderful place on the street of good. When God wants to say something, God, please, let me just enjoy this street of good first. My 7:30 service in church, New Estate, has brought me here. You are going to heaven by grace and by faith. Your works is for the reward He will give you. Do we have that? Faith is a guarantee of your salvation. You have no faith, no salvation, no matter your works. No matter your works, no faith, no salvation, no matter your works, no grace, no salvation. Acts 16:31. Oh my God. Acts 16:31. Let's read from verse 30. Let's read from verse 30. Give me 30 and 31. And the whole church, can we read together? And he brought them out and said, Sirs, I can't hear you. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord. Can you hear say me that? Can I say that? And they said, believe in the Lord. How are you saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus. And you know the part I love? You will be saved. You and your household. See, you are saved. No other person is saved in your household. You are in trouble. Now their persecution and their temptation will take you away from the faith. The agenda of God for salvation is that once you are saved, every member of your family will be saved. Faith is a guarantee of salvation. So in case you have been, cajoling yourself, thinking otherwise, scheming yourself by this, by the time I join sanctuary, God will now look at it and say, this man walk in sanctuary and take me to heaven. Sanctuary is for reward in heaven. Faith must take you to heaven first before you are rewarded for what you do. Are we in church? Faith is a guarantee of salvation. Number two, faith is a guarantee of victory. 1 John 5:4. Faith is a guarantee of victory. Can we all read together? 1 John 5:4. Let's go. For everyone, I didn't hear everyone. What does it mean to be born of God? The language we use for it is everyone that is born again. For everyone that is born of God. John 3 makes us know that he that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is spirit. Everyone on earth is born of the flesh, came through a woman. Everyone that will make it to heaven will be born of the spirit, and we are born of the spirit by grace through faith. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes. He said that, let me hear you. Oh, Satan, let me hear you. Satan, let me hear you. Therefore, that experience you are going through is in the world, is of the world. If you are born of God, you have the capacity and the DNA in you through faith to overcome it. Do you understand what we are talking about? You might not overcome it instantly, but at the end of the day, you will overcome it. Everyone who has been born again, who has been born of God, overcomes the world. The problem is that we are not sure if everyone is born again. But everyone born of God overcomes the world. How do we overcome the world? Let's read together. And this is the victory. Read with me. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is it? You are losing. You are praying without faith. You will lose. Faith is the weapon made available to you and I for victory. For everyone born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Faith is the victory. Can anybody remember that song? Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Faith is victory. You want to overcome? Have faith. You lost that battle, not because you didn't fast. It's because you fasted, but you have no faith. Faith is a victory. Can I use a faith is a victory? I didn't hear you. Say faith is the victory. Give me King James. That same scripture. Look, go with me. I just want, before I move on. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is, it didn't say a victory. It didn't say a victory. It said that. What's the difference? Faith is the only way for a child of God to overcome. Faith is not a victory. Faith is the victory. The victory. Ephesians 6:16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of darkness. Faith is the victory, is the shield with which we can stop every flaming dart of darkness. The problem is that we have not arisen in faith against the issues of life. What we have done is to backtrack in prayer. Backtrack. Instead of arising in prayer and moving forward in faith, we backtrack, we backtrack, we backtrack, we backtrack. Face it by faith. You will not take my child. Arise by faith. Cancer will not kill me. Arise by faith. I will not die before my time. Arise by faith. The thing is clear. The faith is clearer. When you arise in faith, everything diminishes. What the devil does is like a shadow. As the light gets nearer to an object, the shadow gets smaller and disappears. When faith gets closer to the problem gets smaller and it disappears. When faith arises and speaks in the midst of a problem, when faith challenges the problem by speaking, I know my God can do all things, and arise against you by faith. Devil, you have no portion in my family. You can take nothing out of my family. Therefore, I owe you nothing. Jesus died for me. It is only him I owe. You can't take anything away from me. Arise in faith. Arise in faith. Arise and confront the problem in faith. Don't backtrack saying you are praying. Pray in faith. Arise in faith. Lift your right hand up. Say, devil, the Lord rebuke you. I didn't hear him. Say, the Lord rebuke you.
Say that. Let me say that. Say, I arise with the shield of faith. Say, faith is rising in me. Say, faith rises in me. Say, faith rises in me. Faith rises in me. Are you ready? Are you ready? That thing that caused you challenge, caused you problem, you are going to mention, you are going to face it. Say, I arise in faith. The Lord rebuke you. Mention that thing by name. Mention by name. I arise, I arise. I arise in faith. Faith is a victory. I arise, I arise, I arise. I arise in faith. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you read 2 Samuel 23, it's the hall of fame of the commanders of David. And the Bible speaks very well about three of them. He said the three. Then he talks about a text and talks about the other. There was one of the three who they came to a battle somewhere and everybody ran away. When everybody runs away, employs it. Everybody ran away. He had the sword. He had the sword and killed 800 people. By the time they came back, his hand was on the sword that they could not remove the hand. The hand and the sword has become one. Stand till you and your faith are one. They only came back to carry the dead people. Surely, a man that has faith cannot die before his time. Every problem, every challenge will go down. He will stand sure. Sir, ask me, help me ask somebody. Say, where is your faith? Say, ask somebody for me again. Say, where is your faith? Ask the third person. Say, where is your faith? Now, ask yourself, where is my faith? Where is it? We thank you. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Faith is the victory. See, many people are saying every power running after me fall down and perish, but they have no faith. It is not in the repeating after me prayer. It is repeating it in faith. Look at what the Bible says. Let's read it. Say, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Is there anybody that the devil wants to devour? Is there anybody here that is available for the devil to devour him? If you make yourself available, he takes you first. Look at verse 9. Look at verse 9. What did he say you should do? Say resisting. Let me hear you. I didn't even say resist him. Resist him what? Firm in the faith. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith. The way to resist the devil is in faith. Resist him in faith. James 4:17. One is humble. Okay. Look at James 4. Can we read together? Submit yourself therefore to God. Do what? And he will do what? If you resist him, he will flee. He knows he has lost the battle. Now Shakara in the youth. Hello. Say, devil, I resist you. I didn't even say I resist you. Concerning my daughter, I resist you. Devil, I lift your hand. Let's pray. Say, devil, I resist you. I arise in faith. I arise in faith. Faith is the victory. I arise in faith. I resist the devil. I resist. 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 There's no space for you in my family. There's no room for you in my family. Devil, hear the word of the Lord. I resist you. I resist you. Don't come to be. Don't go beyond this place. There's a boundary around my family. You can't go beyond this boundary. You can't enter my family. You can't touch my daughters. You can't touch my spouse. I resist you. I resist you. You can't touch my son. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Concerning our finances, devil, I resist you. Lift your hand and say, concerning my finances, say, devil, I resist. Can I resist you? I resist you. Rabakaria, every before I, against my finances, I resist you. I resist you. I resist you. In Jesus'
mighty name we are praying. I just want to move forward so I take one or two. But I would have wanted to stay here. I would love to stay here. Lift your two hands here. Everyone losing the battles of life. Everyone losing. Everyone losing in the battles of life. We arise by faith. And we decree, from now become victorious. Become victorious. Become victorious. Become victorious. Become victorious. In the name of Jesus. I stand here as a priest in this house. I stand here as a servant of God in this house. I stand here as a father in this house. I stand here as a king in this house. I stand here with authority in this house. I decree, whatever you have lost so far, let there be a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Say, devil, the Lord rebuke you. Mention, I said, concerning my career. Mention the area. Mention, the Lord rebuke you. And I resist you. The Lord rebuke you. And I resist you. The Lord rebuke you. And I resist you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Let me jump healing for now because of time. Faith guarantees healing. I will jump that. Faith guarantees answered prayers. James 1. If you have faith, your prayers are guaranteed answered. Answered. James chapter 1. From verse 5 to 6. James 1, 5 to 6. And if any one of you lacks wisdom, or anything lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Who does what? Who gives? Wow, I love this. God always gives more than you ask. Know that. Asking, ask God. He didn't even give me up to. Now lie. He always gives more than we ask. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach. And it will be done. What we done? And it will be, I mean, church, and it will be giving him. Next verse. Can we read? Let's go. But let him, then let him act in faith with no doubting. You know, when they are praying to God, they are already setting in their brain who God should use to answer that prayer. That is doubt, sir. He's praying on Sunday, God, do this for me. He's already planning the Nigerian way for answer to prayer. That is why you are continually being disappointed. A young man wrote a letter to God. Say, God, I need $10,000. My parents cannot afford my school fees. My little brother is ill and we need money. So he posted in the post office and wrote to God. When he posted in the post office people saw it and laughed. And said, we're the closest person to God in America is the president. So let's send it to the president. They send it to the president. So when they got to the president read the mail and everybody was laughing in the White House. And the president said, okay, let's send $1,000 this small boy. Let's just send $1,000 to this small boy. So they sent $1,000 to the small boy. And the small boy received $1,000. I said, oh Lord, I want to thank you. Because you are a God that answers prayers. I know you sent $10,000 error. But because of a corruption in the post office, they have removed $9,000 out of the money that you sent. If you have faith like a little child, nothing can be denied you. You are too matured for God. Many people are no longer children of God. They are the mates of God. Have you ever written a letter to God before? No. Because it can never work in your mind. It produces for that young child. Some of us have been walking up and down. God said, write. And we wrote and it came to pass. There was a lady, yes, 3 weeks ago at the third service, came to share his testimony. I've been praying and saw me appear to her in the dream, and I gave her a Bible.
take the Bible and say, what am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? She came to church. You know me, I forget things. This is just 4 weeks. I'm only forgetting the details. Came to church and he was with a Bible. And while I was preaching, I said something about, what do you write? Write what you want God to do for you. And she carried the Bible and wrote what she want God. She did not pray. After writing, God solved it for him, for her. You are here. You are not writing. You are not listening. You are not listening to the tape. You are doing nothing. Faithless and wanting to happen. You will wait there forever. George Mueller. When we come to talk about faith, John Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, had God asked him to start an orphanage. Started an orphanage. Many times there will be no food. They will wake up in the morning and they will set the table. First time, set the table. Father, we thank you for this food. Empty plate. We thank you for this food. Thank you for this lovely breakfast that you have provided for your children. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. As the children shouted amen, somebody knocked at the door. They opened the door. The meek man was there. He said, I got here and something said, I should give you the meek. She came, delivered the meek to them. Faith, 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 faith. When it does not seem real, hold on to faith. Faith is what guarantees an answer to your prayer, and some of the things you will do will look stupid. You want to be reasonable? You can't enjoy faith. Because most instructions of faith are unreasonable. You are too reasonable for a miracle. Faith. I thank you. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand. Say, I believe you. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. You are Jireh and you are enough. You are Jireh. You are enough. I believe you. You are Jireh. You are enough. No matter where my children are, they cannot be stuck. They cannot be stranded. I believe you. You are Jireh. You are Jireh. You are Jireh. You are Jireh. In the economy of this country, we lift our hands to you and say, we are, you are Jireh. You are Jireh. You are Jireh. You are more than enough. You are the God that answers prayer. I come by faith. I come in faith. You are Jireh. You are enough. I will be content
in every circumstance.
You are
Jireh. You are enough.
Contentment does not mean you don't want to move forward. Contentment is that you agree with God for this timing, for this place. Don't say you are content and not have faith for the next level. Are we here? Let's read Mark chapter 11. Look at this. Mark 11. Let's take 12 to 14 first. Mark 11. 12 to 14. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Let's continue. Please. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of feast. Verse 14. Let's read together. Want to go? And he said to it, "Are you speaking? Say, remember I taught you that faith does what speaks." You can't be too quiet to speak in faith. I beg you. Read this one. And let's go. Want to go? And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And what? Sometimes we are afraid of people hearing it. Faith makes you not to care. In fact, the more the number of people that hear it, the more you hold on in faith. Because you know they have heard. They have heard. If it doesn't happen, they will make fun of you. Your faith will make it happen because of people that have heard. Some prayers are prayers of fear. Let nobody hear. fear does not produce any good thing for a child of God. It is faith that produces. I'm not saying you should go everywhere and be bossing and be saying this. I'm just saying things have to be said. Are we here? And they heard. Jump to verse 20. Jump to verse 20. This is a lesson in prayer. Jump to verse 20. And as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you caused. You know, I pray for people and they come back and say, Pastor, did he? And I look at him. What did you expect before? Jesus caused the tree. It withered. You came back and Jesus, that, what did you expect? What did you expect about your prayer last Sunday? Because you had no expectation. It did not work. What did you expect? Rhoda, what did you expect? People are confessing, people are declaring without having the right expectation. And Jesus answered them. Let's read together boldly. Let's go. And Jesus answered them. Have faith in God. Let's continue. Have faith in God. But truly, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this, a mountain can be different kind of problems. Whoever can say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will. Faith guarantees answers to your prayers. Lift your two hands up. I believe you. None of the words of my prayers shall fall to the ground without even. You need to replay. Replay those prayers in faith. Lift your right hand up. Make your confession. Make your declarations concerning those things. And it will be yours. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith. Give me that hymn. Give me that hymn. Have faith in God. He is on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches for his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Look at your screen. Look at the screen. Have a partner you are talking to. Have faith. Let's go. Have faith in God. When your pathway is lonely, he sees and knows all the way you have trod. They are the least of his children. Let's go. Have faith. Yeah. Have faith in God. He watches. Let's go. He cannot fail.
He must
prevail. Songs in church, there are songs. There are some songs you sing as if Jesus is your boyfriend. This one is a matter of life and death. It's a matter of faith. It's not romance. It's not good voice. Do you understand? It's faith. Faith does not remember the texture of the voice. Lift your two hands up. Say, by faith I overcome. By faith I move forward. By faith I overcome. By faith I move forward. By faith I overcome. I overcome, I overcome. And they overcame him. And they overcame him. And they overcame him. I resist the devil. I come in faith. I come in faith and I resist. I come in faith and I resist. I resist the devil. I come in faith and I resist the devil. He must prevail. Jana karia jada dama jada. Ete keri tete de. Raba kata karia. Ene keri jada nebo koria. Aya jada nebo koria ka. Maya kata kata. Ere kete nebo koria. Aya kata nebo koria. Ere kete tete. Maria katata, aya katala, ebedeke. We thank you. Have your seat by our heads, quickly. Have your seat by our heads. Faith is the only thing that guarantees our salvation. The only thing. The only thing. You want to be saved? You must have faith. Bow down your heads. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe, believe, believe. Have faith in Him. That is the only way to be saved. You might have been born in church. You might be in church for 65 years. You have not believed in your heart. Confess with your mouth. You are going nowhere. Let's set you free today. You are here today. You want to give your life to Christ. Hearing the message of faith. Believe in you, Jesus. Help me, save me. Are you saying that to your pastor? Wherever you are, can you lift your right hand up? I want to receive you into my life. Kadibe jite lebo kuria ba. Laka tari kete lebo kuria. Anybody? We give you all the glory, we give you honor. We thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. One more prayer. Before then, if you have been given a card, can you just stand up? There's somebody at the back waving at you. Can you just go in that direction quickly? Please just call the people you gave a card to. Let them move to the back quickly. We thank you. We thank you. Because of our time, let me just pray that prayer for you. Stretch forth your hands here. Whatever is resisting your faith, every weariness resisting your faith, every weariness making your faith cold, let the blood of Jesus sweep away that opposition to your faith. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you stretch forth your hand for the blessing? By faith. By your faith, all your desires, let the Lord bring a dimension of more than enough of it for you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Don't forget, Wednesday is an anointing service. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.